Just go around the streets and look at the fat slobs you see, carrying around 30 pounds of extra blubber and suffering the consequences. Terrible.
A former dean of the medical school at University of Virginia talks about health care in the next century on Visions of America, next. Dr. Thomas Hunter is professor of medicine and O.R. Cheatham professor of science at the University of Virginia's Medical School in Charlottesville. He's also the former dean of that school. He says the improved health of Americans in the next century will not depend on medical science, but will result from better health education.
If you look at the health of the American people now and recognize that if we could manage the problems of smoking, of over-drinking and using drugs improperly, of overeating, and of under-exercising, these simple four things, if those could be somehow or other changed in lifestyle through some educational process, it would have a more dramatic effect upon the health of the people than any number of fancy transplant operations or what have you. So I have a hope that health education, everybody learning better to take care of their own health, of education of small children from the beginning, about lifestyles that are more compatible with the way we're constructed and the way we continue to function effectively, that perhaps through, after all, with the media we have here, your radio and then television, it's possible to educate people to all sorts of things. And I think that perhaps we'll learn how to use the media more effectively for accomplishing some of these drastic changes in lifestyle, which will have more to do with health than any medical advances. We suffer from social diseases more than we do from medical diseases, actually. But on the organizational level, there's no question in my mind that we'll have a national health plan, that we'll have national regulation of medical practice. We're the only country remaining amongst the civilized world now that doesn't have something of that sort. That's clearly coming. We'll also have data banks in which, along with other information, health information and illness information about people will be stored so that we can learn much more about the epidemiology of diseases other than contagious diseases. In other words, we'll find when we begin to get all the data together that there are clusters of people with this, that, or the other, and then we'll learn why they're there. And we'll also have data stored on everybody that will make it possible to take care of them much more effectively than we can now. We are just beginning to get clinical medicine, that is, the care of illness on a scientific basis. It's been largely an art up to the present, simply because we haven't had enough data. People are too variable. But as we begin to store data on different people in different settings and have it accessible, as it is when it's stored in a computer, we'll learn a great deal more. Now, this is provided that people get over this fear of data banks. I hope we can, because the good to come from data banks is far greater than the evil. Anything can be turned to evil purposes, any power you have. And people are always worried about the evils of something, and they hold up progress that way. I think we'll get over the hump on data banks and still manage to preserve privacy where privacy has a valid purpose. Well, those are some of the things that I see coming. I don't think man is designed to be immortal. I don't think we can look forward, no matter how far we push medical science, to doing away with death. I think that's part of the large scheme of things, and that we should stop expecting that sort of thing. I think the attitudes toward death, I hope, will change so that it is accepted as part of life rather than looked upon as the great enemy, and that we learn to live with it as part of the scheme of things. But that's getting off on the philosophical side rather than the scientific side. We're going to have to, though, because we cannot go on keeping people alive indefinitely, a la Quinlan, it doesn't make any sense. We're going to have to learn how to help people to die at the right time and appropriately. That's another big area of concern I have, that we don't misuse all this power we have just going through the motions of keeping machines going in the name of people that don't belong on the scene. These are terrible social problems, though, to arrange how to do this effectively and how not to have that great power we have over life and death misused.
Dr. Thomas Hunter, discussing the future of medicine and health care. Dr. Hunter is professor of medicine and O.R. Cheatham professor of science at the University of Virginia's Medical School. He's the former dean of that school. For Visions of America, I'm Russ Roberts.